Proclamation number 8757, dated the February 19th, 1964. Only God can convey the truth to a person. Let me speak to you and accept my teachings. Believe that purest truth is imparted to you and therefore also pass it on with conviction. Then you are true laborers in my vineyard. For humanity's spiritual adversity requires the pure truth to be passed on to it. As long as people don't recognize me correctly, as long as they don't have the right information about their God and Creator and His nature, they will not strive towards me either, for they will not consider me worth striving for as long as they don't know that my nature is love, that I only ever give love and want to receive love. Nevertheless, in order to give love, my nature has to be recognized as profoundly perfect, and a person also has to be able to feel my love, which, in turn, is only possible if my living creations, you humans, open themselves and voluntarily hand themselves over to me, so that my love can illuminate them and make them happy. And therefore you also ought to know that you are my living creations, which my greater than great love brought forth. You ought to know that you are the products of my will of love and my strength of love, and that your basic nature is love too. But such knowledge can only be given to you by me, who knows everything. Hence you should let yourselves be taught by me and also impart the same information to those who are not in contact with me themselves. For all human beings shall know what they fundamentally are, and they all shall endeavor to reach their original starting point again, because then they will become infinitely happy. Only when I'm recognized as the most perfect being in infinity will love for me ignite in people's hearts. For then they will also know that I am love myself, and love will press on towards love. But as long as people are not given the right explanation about my nature, as long as I am presented as a condemning and wrathful God, they will not trustingly approach me like children and therefore cannot learn anything about my love either. And even less will they give their love to me. Instead, they will only ever fear me and never establish the relationship of a child towards its father. This, however, is what I require from you in order to be able to make you extremely happy with my love. Yet through my adversary's influence my image is being distorted, and through my adversary's influence the truth is also being undermined, combined with error withheld from you, since people who voluntarily belong to my adversary will fight against the truth and thus advocate in the world's supposed spiritual knowledge as truth, which in reality should not be able to lay any such claim to it. And these are the people you should counteract, since you are trying to fulfill my will and want to be of service to me in my vineyard. For you have received the pure truth from me as the right seeds, and you shall sow them into hearts which willingly opened themselves, for the truth cannot be forcibly imparted to any person, it is to be lovingly offered and voluntarily accepted. But then it will also result in many blessings, insofar that people, who previously moved within dark regions because no light was as yet shining for them, will then be enlightened. I am providing you humans with an ample amount of seeds which you should use to cultivate the fields so as to bring forth good fruit. Yet only I can grant you this precious knowledge. Only I can convey it to you. Alone am the source from which the fount of life arises. You can only get the correct nourishment from me. But you, who are willing, can also give this sustenance to your fellow human beings, who just as urgently need good nourishment and a refreshing drink in order to continue their pilgrim's journey on earth. For you have to travel your earthly path for the purpose of maturing your souls. In earthly life you shall look for and find your God and Creator, and as Father of my children, the living creations having proceeded from me. I will also allow myself to be found by anyone who is sincerely striving towards me. And once you have found me, my love will constantly provide for you. You will be endowed with earthly and spiritual possessions. The spiritual possessions, however, entail knowledge about all spiritual occurrences which preceded your existence as a human being, and about my loving effort to guide you into supreme perfection. The spiritual possessions consist of a high level of realization. A light will be kindled in you which will shine far and wide and give you an insight again into regions which can only be made accessible to you in a spiritual way. And anyone who has the immense grace of receiving such extensive knowledge shall also show his gratitude by passing on my gifts of grace. He shall only ever consider his fellow human beings' spiritual adversity who still live in complete ignorance because they are completely without love, and they should first of all encourage them into kind-hearted activity, so that they will become open-minded to the spiritual gifts you bring to them. This is why your main task consists of repeatedly reminding people of my commandments of love. For a person only gains the pure truth through a life of love. Only through a life of love do you acquire the understanding for deeper knowledge, and only love lets a person realize the reason and purpose of his earthly life, which he will then also genuinely try to reach. Amen.